World-renowned author, speaker, and holistic veterinarian Dr. Judy Morgan answers your questions and offers healthy options for raising your pets in a more holistic manner. Not sure which vaccinations should be given or how often? Not sure what to use for flea, tick, and heartworm prevention? Join Dr. Judy now as she interviews the top experts and showcases the latest products that will help your pets stay naturally healthy.
Welcome. I'm Dr. Judy Morgan. Thank you for joining us today on Dr. Judy Morgan's Naturally Healthy Pets Radio Show. We air a new show on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network every Monday and Tuesday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern. My goal with each show is to provide education and entertainment for pet owners around the world looking for natural ways to keep their pets healthy. I'm a holistic veterinarian certified in acupuncture, chiropractic care, and food therapy. On my show today, I have a guest I've known my entire life. Sally Morgan, PT, CST, graduated from the University of Massachusetts with a degree in natural science communications in 1979. She completed a physical therapy degree from the University of Hartford in 1997. Sally has been certified as a Tellington T-Touch practitioner since 1989 and has spent 30 years working personally with Linda Tellington Jones. She is also a Reiki master teacher. Certified in Upledger Craniosacral Therapy in 2003, Sally became an instructor in 2004. Sally has additional training in myofascial release, manual lymphatic drainage, and somato-emotional release, all of which she has been among the first to apply to animals. She is a pioneer in equine and small animal craniosacral therapy and has been practicing and teaching this work since 1992. In her long-awaited book, Dances of the Heart, Connecting with Animals, Sally shares how she learned to listen to animals with her heart in order to make deeper connections with them. Linda Tellington Jones applauds the book, saying, "This is a must-read for everyone who loves animals." Sally travels widely, teaching equine and small animal craniosacral therapy and T-Touch classes. She has a private practice in holistic physical therapy for pets and people in Massachusetts, where she lives with her corgi, Tristan. Sally, welcome to the show today.
Well, thank you for having me. It's really a pleasure, and also let me take this opportunity to wish you a happy birthday.
Oh, we're supposed to be hiding the whole birthday thing. I'm not getting older, as long as we subtract a year instead of add one, it's all good. Okay, so we want to dive in. First of all, I'm going to get some explanation. What exactly is holistic physical therapy? What makes that different from, physical therapy has become so much more popular for people, for pets recovering from surgeries and, doing exercises and that sort of thing. But what you do is so different from traditional physical therapy, and there aren't that many people practicing what you do. So give us a little insight. What does holistic physical therapy offer, and how does that differ from traditional physical therapy?
Well, as you know, holistic healing goes beyond the mind-body connection and helps you find and maintain wellness in all aspects of your life, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And holistic physical therapy includes all of those aspects, the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. Traditional physical therapy is more like the medical model where you have a broken part and you fix the part. Holistic physical therapy seeks to find where the cause of that problem is coming from and address that in whatever part of the body or mind or spirit or emotions that are contributing to that dysfunction. And holistic treatment will strengthen the body's immune system and energizes the client's self-healing processes, which is really important with our pets. And it allows animals to find balance in their lives and in their emotional systems, which is really important when you're training. And it gives them soundness and structural alignment. And primarily the things I use to accomplish holistic physical therapy are my hands, using many hands-on healing modalities, and then the wonderful benefits of Tellington T-Touch for a lot of the other physical work that I do to help an animal find better alignment.
So if somebody came to you with a pet who, was struggling with a lot of physical problems, either chronic back issues or chronic, lamenesses, what kinds of things would you incorporate to help that pet with healing?
Well, typically I see senior pets and post-op pets that have some complications. So typically what I will do first is sort of a lameness evaluation, watching them walk, which can literally be 10 steps because sometimes that's all they have in them. And then I put my hands on them and do a thing called arcing from craniosacral therapy, where you find where the most prominent lesion or dysfunction in the body is. And then I work from there using the information the person supplies about their pet from their vets, and then just do a variety of hands-on healing techniques. Nearly every first session begins with a whole body craniosacral evaluation and treatment, as well as some work with tuning forks and or some orthopedic manipulation work usually in the first session. And then I also have been using a pendulum to check for chakra balance, and I have been finding that very helpful pre and post session so that the person can see a clear difference in something that's visual for them to appreciate the difference in the animal.
So you're basically using a lot of different, what sounds like energy healing. So you sort of are bringing things in from a lot of different fields, which, you know, there aren't very many people who have training in so many different fields. I think it's unique to have the Reiki and the tuning forks and the craniosacral and the orthopedic manipulation. I mean, it's such a variety of tools. And, you know, that's kind of what I say with any holistic practice. You just have a lot more tools in your toolbox. So that you know, if one thing isn't getting to where you need to be, you can, you know, move on to something else or combine something else that sort of magnifies what you're trying to accomplish. Do you also discuss, you know, one of the problems that I see for a lot of these animals that have chronic illnesses or problems with healing, I find that a lot of it has to do with their emotional state. They're either frustrated because they don't have a job or they can't do their job. Do you find that as well?
Often there's a deep connection between the person's emotions, particularly emotions around things like whether they have a defensive dog or an outgoing dog or a cat that doesn't get along with the other cats. And that plays a lot into the animal's emotions. But, you know, the emotional part of it is a big piece, but it's not the only piece. And it's a really important piece to not leave out, as you would find with traditional medicine, because animals are supremely sensitive. In particular, horses, I've noticed, are so sensitive that you really just can stand 10 feet away from them and change your mindset and your posture, and they will respond instantly. Dogs are much more used to living around us, and so you have to be a little bit more outward for them to do something to react to you, because they're so used to ignoring us because we give them so many signals all day long. So I find, you know, I do have a lot of things in my toolbox, and if an animal is emotionally out of balance, the first thing, as you well know, I will look to is food and what are they eating, and is that adding stress to their internal system, which is then putting them in a situation where they can't find emotional balance because they are in such great physical distress.
Well, that's true. You know, food is the foundation of life, and we all know that food is food is where I start with everything because that's my specialty. So can you kind of define what craniosacral therapy is? I never would have known what craniosacral therapy was if I didn't know you. And, I can tell you the first time you had been doing craniosacral therapy work for quite a while, but the first time I ever had you work on me personally, and I kind of thought it was, it was a little bit out there and sort of voodoo, and I thought, oh, man, she's just off her rocker. And I had been doing, it was soon after I started doing the orthopedic manipulation, which is a form of chiropractic, and I was doing it on horses a lot. And I basically had given myself a tennis elbow. I called it chiropractor's elbow, but I had really, just from using my arms incorrectly, I had hurt my elbow. And I remember it was over the holidays, and we were, you know, all together. And so you said, well, I can fix that. And I thought, yeah, right. so you came over and it was a hands-on therapy. And, you know, we just sat there and chatted while you were working on my elbow. And literally at the end of the session, and I don't know, it was like 20, 30 minutes, at the end of the session, my elbow didn't hurt and it's never hurt since. So help listeners, help other people understand what craniosacral is, because I've even taken the course, you know, at least the first part of it. I discovered I'm not good at it because I can't get my mind to quiet down enough to actually know what's going on. So explain craniosacral therapy in terms that those of us who are not understanding this, help us understand.
Well, the standard definition of craniosacral therapy is that it's a gentle, hands-on method to enhance and evaluate the craniosacral system, which is the central nervous system, the brain and the spinal cord, all the way down to the sacrum, including the bones and the fascia of the brain and the spinal cord and the central nervous system. And therapists use a very light touch, which is the weight of a nickel, 5 grams. And I encourage listeners who are unfamiliar with this to put a nickel on their forehead and lean their head back. That feels kind of heavy, but if you put it on your thigh, you can barely feel it. And part of why it's such a light touch is because, as we say, you fly under the body's radar so that you are able to do really deep work without engaging the defense mechanisms of the body. So your hands are just very lightly making that connection, but it is a deep connection. And so you're able to really feel things in a way that you can't with any other hands-on therapy. And it allows you to work in a really deep way. And then you're also, one of the key components of everything I do is that you're always going in the direction of ease. So your hands are following the way that the tissue wants to move. There are other modalities where you go against that and you go into the dysfunction, which is just against my general nature. I'm more cooperative. So you go into the direction of ease and then just wait, and the body literally unwinds itself like an old telephone cord spinning out when you used to unravel it by letting the phone, the headset dangle. So it's similar to that. So you feel the movement of the tissue releasing under your hands, and often what happens is heat is released, because when something happens, for instance, if your dog had a little fall on the stairs and had just a slight injury, that some of that energy from the fall would be going into his body as kinetic energy, and that is just part of that is stored in the body. It's not able to be released through the other side. So as you're doing the release work, the heat from that kinetic energy is released out through the tissues. So often people will feel the heat coming off of their dog when I'm working with them, or if you are the person getting worked on or the dog, sometimes you'll feel cold and sometimes you'll feel hot. So that heat sensation, some people confuse it with what you feel when you're doing Reiki, which is a different modality where you just feel sort of a warmth through your body. With craniosacral therapy, you have sometimes intense heat in a certain spot, particularly if you had any kind of real trauma in an area. And a lot of people get bogged down in thinking about craniosacral therapy because you do have a rhythm of the movement of your spinal fluid from your brain to your sacrum. And it's going up and down your spinal cord, and there's a whole mechanism of aspects of the brain that make that happen. And there is, you know, 6 to 12 cycles per minute in humans, and it's faster in smaller animals and slower in bigger animals. And you monitor that rhythm as you're working. And a lot of people can't really feel the rhythm, or they don't trust themselves feeling the rhythm. But many people do this work and are not really tuning into the rhythm until you ask them to. So you don't have to be that on top of the rhythm to feel, you know, to do good work with this kind of work. But of course, if you can tune into the rhythm, you'll notice things like it stops during moments of deep healing. And your rhythm is your rhythm for your life. It's not really interrupted even by drugs or, you know, anything that you're doing. So it is a reliable thing to help you know the vitality and health of an animal's nervous system. And with horses, for instance, when they have EPM, the parasites that live in their spinal cord, or even a horse or a dog or a person with Lyme disease, there is a real change in the quality of that movement of the spinal fluid. And a good practitioner will be able to feel that instantly and have a good sense right away of whether the animal or person has a tick-borne illness. But or a central nervous system situation. But if you're not that advanced as a practitioner, you can still do lots of good work just getting general releases in the body.
That's really interesting. How many craniosacral therapists for animals are there in the U.S.? Do you have any idea?
Not very many. Less than 200, I think. I taught several classes with 25 students, so maybe 175 came out of those classes, and that was just for the small animals. And then for the horses, a colleague and I taught a similar number of equine 1 and 2, and there are a few other different types of craniosacral therapy being taught, primarily for horses. No one else is teaching small animal work, and there really just aren't that many people that do this. If you find a really good practitioner who is an advanced human practitioner, though, they can often be quite helpful just doing some of the generalized work on the animals. We have what we call diaphragm releases. We always say that's a part of the body that's like a busy intersection where 15 roads cross, and it's where the fascia changes direction from, you know, going horizontally to vertically, like, you know, at the sacral lumbar junction and further up at the thoracic cervical junction and at the OA. And so you just cradle those areas in your hands and just wait for whatever's happening to happen under your hands. And that's a pretty safe way to work with an animal without having a lot of the more complex anatomical knowledge that you'd need to work on their heads. So, you know, an advanced human practitioner, and there's over 250,000 of those worldwide, are able to work on some of the basic aspects of the animal.
That's pretty cool. So in your practice, how often are you working on both the pet and the pets, or the horse, whatever, the animal's caretaker? Do you work on both together? Do you find that the two are intertwined?
Yes, and in fact, one of my favorite things is to work with a horse and a rider together because, you know, when you're riding a horse, you're sitting on their central nervous system. You are influencing their craniosacral system every time you rise at the trot or put a saddle on them. And, you know, many people's dysfunctions, their tight right hip will be the tight right hip on the horse or perhaps his tight left hip as he's trying to compensate for you leaning to one side. And so I get most riders, I will do a few treatments for them, as well as their horses, especially if they're competing, and if they're competing at a high level, especially. For cats, I've had many, many cat people, just out of curiosity, say they'd like to have a session for themselves, and I think that they really do need the work, and I sometimes say that I think the cats bring the people to me, because you're a much better, you know, pet guardian if you're feeling more comfortable in your body. And not so many dog people do I necessarily have as clients as well, but there are many, many, many of my dog guardians who become, you know, clients and their children and their husband and all of their pets, cats and dogs as well, rabbits, guinea pigs. So I do family therapy in that way.
Well, you know, I find in my practice that the animals and the owners and the emotions and the problems, you know, they're so intertwined. And it's so, you know, I'm always, you know, fascinated when I diagnose an animal that, you know, has you know, leaky gut, and the owner will look at me and go, oh, man, I suffer with the same thing. Or I'll say, your pet has yeast overgrowth. Oh, I have the same thing. You know, your pet tore an ACL. Man, I blew mine out last year. You know, and it's so intertwined. I don't know whether the people feed off the animals. I think the animals feed off the people. You know, and a lot of it's nutritionally related. So certainly if you're not feeding yourself well, you're probably not feeding your pets well, although I do find that a lot of my clients feed their pets better than they feed themselves.
True.
Okay, so...
Well, and that's the value, I think, of Tellington T-Touch work, because, you know, doing the work, it's easy to learn to do it fairly well, and doing the work is as beneficial for you as it is for your pet. And I've had many, many people make huge changes in their lives in terms of compassion and reaching out to other humans by doing T-Touch on their animals. And it's I always give it as homework for any animal that I'm seeing, and it really has a way of helping the person connect with themselves and with the animal and with the natural world in a way that not many other kinds of work that I know could possibly do.
Yeah, I definitely I want to talk more about the T-Touch work and Linda Tellington-Jones in our second section when we come back. But, you know, I find the craniosacral work to be absolutely fascinating. How long ago was that work originated?
Dr. Upledger popularized the work in the 80s, and he challenged a bunch of people to prove that there's no such thing as movement in the spinal fluid from the brain to the sacrum and back, and all they did was find that, yes, indeed, there is a movement, and movement in the brain, I mean, in the bones of the skull as well. But the original work was developed in the 1800s and came from Native American bone setters who were the healers in certain tribes, and then a fellow named Sutherland developed the work, and Dr. Upledger, who was an osteopath, but he had not studied craniosacral therapy in osteopathic school, and I don't think even today they study it in osteopathic school. They kind of look down on it. But Dr. Upledger popularized the work because he found it was so helpful for children with learning disabilities and behavior issues that he felt just in the school system. He was up from Detroit, in the school system in Detroit and the surrounding areas in Michigan. He just found so many children that needed the work that he felt we can't train enough parents, caregivers, nurses, occupational therapists, physical therapists to do this work for the amount of need there was. And so he really, you know, was criticized by many people when he began. And, you know, eventually he was featured in Time magazine as one of the innovators of medicine in this century. And in fact, Dr. Andrew Weil, who people know, one of the influencers in his early life as a physician was an osteopath doing traditional craniosacral therapy, who was a family doc who would come to the house and do hands-on healing, and suddenly you'd be better. And, you know, it was so inspiring to him that somebody could just be a compassionate human being and make a change in someone's life.
That's awesome. All right, we are going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about T-Touch and how you can learn about that for your pets.
Join world-renowned author, speaker, and holistic veterinarian Dr. Judy Morgan, and now radio host of Dr. Judy Morgan's Naturally Healthy Pets, every fourth Sunday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Not sure which vaccination should be given or how often? Not sure which food is best for your individual pet? Find out the answers to your questions in this exciting show, where Dr. Judy interviews top experts and showcases the latest products that will help your pets stay naturally healthy.
Love Never Dies is now on the Dream Vision 7 radio network every second and fourth Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Dr. Jamie Turndorf, a.k.a. Dr. Love, is the number one international best-selling author of Love Never Dies, How to Reconnect and Make Peace with the Deceased. If you're grieving the loss of a loved one, tune in to find out how to reconnect and heal any unfinished business using Dr. Turndorf's groundbreaking new Dialoguing with the Departed technique. This show is for you, the listener, and Dr. Turndorf wants to hear from you. Call 866-338-9663 or 617-237-1234.
Omega Institute, offering workshops, retreats, and online learning dedicated to awakening the best in the human spirit. For 40 years, Omega has been a gathering place for great thinkers, creative talent, spiritual teachers, and social visionaries. With 390 workshops to choose from, Omega offers something for everyone. Located in Rhinebeck, New York, just 90 miles north of New York City, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org.
Dr. Morgan's wellness formula for dogs and cats provides multiple health benefits in one product. Made with all natural ingredients sourced from New Zealand, this supplement can be used routinely to maintain overall physical and mental well-being. This product is particularly beneficial for the maintenance of joint health, nerve and brain function, skin and coat health, immune function, gut health, and liver health. Find Dr. Morgan's wellness supplement today on Amazon Prime or at her website, drjudymorgan.com.
Join us every second Sunday at 7 p.m. for Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano, where we explore the mysteries, meaning, and sometimes madness of life. Let's figure out together the ways we're meant to serve and become the fullest expressions of our most authentic selves. Let's figure out together how to create lives of balance, abundance, and joy. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Interested in learning more? Visit Dr. Morgan's website at www.drjudymorgan.com, where you'll find detailed information about her blogs, a schedule of her upcoming speaking engagements, free information about integrative and holistic medicine, as well as an interactive forum where anyone can ask Dr. Morgan a question completely for free. Visit her website today to join the mailing list, where you'll find exclusive information and promotions only available to those select subscribers. Dr. Morgan is an accomplished author, having published several books about veterinary medicine and home cooking for your pets. You can find From Needles to Natural, detailing her journey from practicing traditional medicine to understanding the healing power of holistic practices today on Amazon Prime, as well as What's for Dinner, Dexter, and Canine Kitchen Capers, which are two great recipe books that you'll find both delicious and entertaining.
Join Dr. Bernie Siegel on Mind Health Matters every first Sunday at 8 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network. Bernie will draw from his inspirational personal journey, offering us special nuggets of his sacred wisdom. Listen in as Bernie reminds us to be fully engaged in life.
Does your dog have bad breath? Tired of spending money on expensive dental procedures? Try out Dr. Morgan's Dental Drops today and save money while maintaining your pet's oral health. With New Zealand deer antler velvet as the primary ingredient, Dr. Morgan's Dental Drops are effective for treating stomatitis, gingivitis, and ulcers. You can purchase Dr. Morgan's Dental Drops directly from Amazon Prime or from her website, www.drjudymorgan.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back. You're listening to Dr. Judy Morgan's Naturally Healthy Pets. You can hear us every Monday and Tuesday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern on the Dream Vision 7 radio network. So my guest today is Sally Morgan, PTCST, and we were discussing craniosacral therapy and holistic physical therapy in the top part of the show. And so I wanted to move on and talk about T-Touch. Not everyone is familiar with this, but this was, and Sally can correct me because I'm probably going to get this wrong, but I believe this was started by Linda Tellington Jones, and Sally has attended nearly 40 week-long courses with Linda Tellington Jones. That's almost a year of working side-by-side learning from Linda, and Sally is one of the top T-Touch practitioners and teachers in the country, as far as I know, and I have attended many of these classes, and it is fascinating. One of the things that when I used to be in the horse world, and we would have behavior problems with horses, for instance, getting them to load in the trailer, we had a couple of horses that were just absolutely terrified, couldn't get them in, couldn't get them to load, and Sally would work with these horses using the T-Touch method, and, you know, some of them, within 20 minutes, they were just walking in and out of the trailer, and then never had a problem from that day forward. It's sort of, you know, you reset the mind, you train them. I mean, it can be a very quick process, but it just resets them to the point where they're like, oh, you know, there's nothing to be afraid of. So tell us more about T-Touch, what it is, how it works, you know, why it works.
Sure. I've had the great joy in my life of knowing Linda Tellington-Jones personally for many years, and she is, if people don't know, an internationally recognized animal expert. And the kind of work that she developed, which is called Tellington T-Touch Method, has several different aspects to it. The most popular one that people are familiar with is the T-Touch body work, which are called the T-Touches, and they're a kind of circular touch and some lifts and some slides. That's part of the T-Touch body work, and then we have some ground work that we do, which looks sort of like a dog agility class or some kind of trail class for horses, but it's really much more sophisticated, and we call that the confidence course or the playground for higher learning. And then we have specialized equipment we use, special wraps that we put on the animal's body, leashes with sliding handles. We use a long white dressage whip from Germany called a wand. We use that with dogs and horses to give them signals to show them what we want them to do. And then we have specialized lead lines and a bridle that is, we have a special T-Touch bit that we use, a training bit, and we also have something called a lindel, which is a kind of a bridle without a bit, but I hate to call it a bitless bridle because it's so very different from most of those.
It is. Yeah, totally different.
So that's part of our equipment. And then we have the fourth aspect, which is our intention, and that is in T-Touch world to remember your potential for perfection. And that is a really important part of T-Touch, because if an animal is especially like a senior dog, like really just sad and hopeless feeling and, maybe even ready to cross the rainbow bridge, if you go to work on them with the intention to heal them, you're going at cross purposes to where they are headed. So you have to have that rephrase in a way that works in every case, which is remember your potential for perfection, no matter what is going on. If you're getting sicker, if you're getting better, if you're going to the rainbow bridge, or if you're learning how to be a calm guy in dog puppy school. So intention is really important. And like craniosacral therapy, T-Touch engages the body's nervous system, and so the changes are lasting. And T-Touch was developed as Linda was going through Feldenkrais training. She thought, oh my gosh, I want to apply Feldenkrais to animals. And so she developed what we call non-habitual ways of moving. You know, a lot of the T-Touch body work we do now is based on her picking up a horse's leg and making a circle with it and then noticing how the horse moved afterwards. And then this whole series of body work, which, is just really genius. And apparently her grandfather worked in Russia with racehorses, and he always gave them a massage before a race. And he also said that the reason he always won was because he didn't run a horse if the horse told him it didn't think it could win. And so he was wildly successful. But these two things, the body work and the conversation with the horse, have stayed with Linda her whole life, and it really is a critical part of the work. And the most important thing for me of T-Touch work really is the philosophy of T-Touch, which is, looking at all beings as interconnected and looking at them with respect and honoring their wisdom and the lessons they have for us. I mean, I've had, 40 classes with Linda Tellington, but those classes were lessons for me and Linda from the animals that were in those classes with us, because we really learn from them. And so many, all of the T-Touches are named for animals that Linda has worked with. So we have things like the clouded leopard and the coiled python and python lifts that come from actual animals that Linda has worked with that inspired the names for these types of body work. And there's just all the circular T-Touches are a circle and a quarter, and that's very different than doing two circles or three circles, because your body sort of stops listening after one and a quarter circles. And you're able to, just like with craniosacral therapy, with that weight of a nickel, that circle and a quarter is enough to make your body pay attention and see what's next, as opposed to shutting down or not paying attention. So all of our circular touches, which you can do with just your fingertips or your whole hand or your knuckles or the back of your hand, all of those are a circle and a quarter, which is a really important difference with T-Touch from any other kind of work.
And is it possible, I know you do classes for people, is it possible for people to take T-Touch classes or watch videos on T-Touch and learn how to do that on their own pets and understand what they could use it for?
Well, there are many, many, many books Linda has out, at the T-Touch website, you can get, there's a book, Getting in Touch with Your Dog and Getting in Touch with Your Cat, and there's a puppy book, and there's the Ultimate Horse Training and Behavior book, and then she has some other books that are stories of her work, and then she also has, many videos and DVDs that you can purchase. And then I've just done on my Facebook Live, Conversations with a Corgi, which are also on YouTube under Conversations with a Corgi, over 50 episodes going over every single T-Touch, what you'd use it for, and how to do it so that you could watch. And then all the aspects of the equipment we use with dogs, because I don't have a horse that fits in my Facebook Live area. And then the wraps that we use, ACE wraps to put on the animal's body to give them proprioceptive feedback to help them learn about balance and their space around them so that they might not be so fearful with other dogs near them if they have a wrap on or the thunder shirt actually was developed by someone who got that idea from seeing the wraps that we use on animals in T-Touch classes. So you can learn a lot just by watching and observing, all of these videos and reading the books. But there are many, many classes. And, some people, like everything, are naturally good at it, and other people have a hard time learning it. You have to be very relaxed in your body when you do it and make sure you're breathing. And sometimes you need a person with you to say, oh, my gosh, you're holding your breath as you go up around that circle, and then you don't start breathing again until you move your hand. And so it really takes, even a morning or an afternoon class, which are offered all over the country and the world, to really help you be efficient and good at it. But the thing that's wonderful about T-Touch is you can do it really incorrectly and still make a positive change for your animal.
So is the T-Touch used more for physical problems, emotional problems, or both?
All of it. I mean, emotional, physical, structural. You were saying earlier, a lot of what I do is energy work, but in fact, all of it has a deeply rooted structural component. So, there's different T-touches for tight muscles. There's different T-touches for gait problems, and there's different T-touches for pain and relaxation. So, the touches work on every part of the animal, just like craniosacral therapy and some of the other modalities I do. So, and it also helps the person. Like one of the things with horses getting trailered, you have a huge problem with the person getting anxious and worried because they're late and they're not going to get home and it's getting dark and, they're worried for their horse. And, to have that person have something to do that's useful, that keeps them breathing and calm, really helps the horse get in the trailer. And that goes for dogs. When you're in a dog training class and you've got a dog that's loud and barking and rolling and fooling around, it's really upsetting to you as the dog owner because you're embarrassed that your dog isn't acting like the other ones. And so doing T-touches on your dog will help you keep breathing and stay calm, which will also help your dog be calmer so that you can be a better participant in your puppy class if you choose to do that with your dog.
That's great. Okay, we'll be right back after these messages.
Join world-renowned author, speaker, and holistic veterinarian Dr. Judy Morgan, and now radio host of Dr. Judy Morgan's Naturally Healthy Pets, every fourth Sunday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Not sure which vaccination should be given or how often? Not sure which food is best for your individual pet? Find out the answers to your questions in this exciting show where Dr. Judy interviews top experts and showcases the latest products that will help your pets stay naturally healthy.
Dr. Morgan is an accomplished author, having published several books about veterinary medicine and home cooking for your pets. You can find From Needles to Natural, detailing her journey from practicing traditional medicine to understanding the healing power of holistic practices today on Amazon Prime, as well as What's for Dinner, Dexter, and Canine Kitchen Capers, which are two great recipe books that you'll find both delicious and entertaining.
Explore the latest in past life regression therapy with the nation's foremost expert in the field, Brian Weiss, at Omega Institute, July 14th to 16th. Brian guides you in group exercises, healing visualizations, and meditations. Join us and discover a new level of healing and transformation. Mention discount code DREAM for 10% off when you register for the workshop. Omega is located in Rhinebeck in New York's beautiful Hudson Valley. Learn more at eomega.org or call 877-944-2002.
Interested in learning more? Visit Dr. Morgan's website at www.drjudymorgan.com, where you'll find detailed information about her blogs, a schedule of her upcoming speaking engagements, free information about integrative and holistic medicine, as well as an interactive forum where anyone can ask Dr. Morgan a question completely for free. Visit her website today to join the mailing list, where you'll find exclusive information and promotions only available to those select subscribers.
Take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Beauvais on the Love by Intuition show every first and third Sunday, 9 to 10 p.m. Our message is love in the purest form. The light within us all is a guide to recall our beginning, to learn to love self and humankind, to feel the higher power of our own divinity. To attract love, one needs to be love. Every first and third Sunday from 9 to 10 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Does your dog have bad breath? Tired of spending money on expensive dental procedures? Try out Dr. Morgan's Dental Drops today and save money while maintaining your pet's oral health. With New Zealand deer antler velvet as the primary ingredient, Dr. Morgan's Dental Drops are effective for treating stomatitis, gingivitis, and ulcers. You can purchase Dr. Morgan's Dental Drops directly from Amazon Prime or from her website, www.drjudymorgan.com.
What if everything that you've been taught about who you are and what life is has been untrue? Join Deborah Laval, host of Living in Quantum Love, where she'll explore and dissect the limiting beliefs and wrong understandings that have only served to keep us not only separate from one another, but from our own selves. Living in Quantum Love can be heard every third Sunday of the month at 8 p.m. Eastern on the Dream Vision 7 radio network. Join Deborah and take a leap to freedom.
Dr. Morgan's wellness formula for dogs and cats provides multiple health benefits in one product. Made with all natural ingredients sourced from New Zealand, this supplement can be used routinely to maintain overall physical and mental well-being. This product is particularly beneficial for the maintenance of joint health, nerve and brain function, skin and coat health, immune function, gut health, and liver health. Find Dr. Morgan's wellness supplement today on Amazon Prime or at her website, drjudymorgan.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Dr. Judy Morgan's Naturally Healthy Pets. We have shows every Monday and Tuesday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern on DreamVision7RadioNetwork.com. I'm speaking today with Sally Morgan, and we've talked about craniosacral work and T-Touch. There's something we haven't touched on yet, which is something called the emotion code. And I had never heard of the emotion code until Sally had clued me into this. So explain what the emotion code work is and how it works for our pets.
Well, what emotion code work does is release trapped emotions from the body. And trapped emotions can be stuck in the body from good experiences, you know, like a hectic wedding, or a terrible experience like a bad car accident. And you can also hold trapped emotions in your body from past generations, your parents in particular, which is often what I see in rescued pets that they, you know, puppy mill rescues. They have a lot of trapped emotions in their body that just cause them to have like a lack of vitality, a lack of vibrance. They're just, you know, a person is more easy to see that they have trapped emotions because their trapped emotions are keeping them from doing something. Like they can't, like for me, I couldn't snorkel. I every time I put the snorkel on, I couldn't breathe and I didn't know why. And so my friend released trapped emotions around my issue of wearing the snorkel. And you do that by asking questions, yes or no questions. And after she was done the session, which took about 5 minutes, I wore that snorkel and watched TV, and it was stuffing popcorn down it for about 3 hours. So it was remarkably effective. So what it basically is, you have a chart of different negative emotions going up and down two columns, and then they're divided into five segments. And so what you'll do is use kinesiological muscle testing, and I do this remotely for animals, so I'm just testing with my two fingers on my two hands interlocked, and I pull them apart. And if they hold together, that's a yes, and if they break apart, that's a no. And it's been super effective. I'm still amazed at how effective it is. And so you ask yes or no questions like, you know, do you have a trapped emotion that is keeping you from being calm when the cat's in the room? And the dog will say yes, and then you'll say, is that emotion in column A or B? And he'll say A or B. And then you'll go through, you know, is it in aisle 1, 2, 3? And then you'll go through the five that are listed in that column and find the exact emotion. And then when you get to that point, you'll ask him if you need to know more. And if he says yes, then you start to ask at what age that emotion became trapped. And then if you need to know even more, you ask if it's his emotion or his parents. And so you can work your way through that. Usually an animal releases about 25 trapped emotions related to a specific thing, like, you know, do I have trapped emotions keeping me from concentrating in dog school? Or do I have trapped emotions that make it hard for me to be near other animals, other dogs? And so it's really effective. And the you release the trapped emotions by running magnets over the governing vessel, the meridian down the middle of the head and down the spine. And I use really high-powered magnets to do that. And when I'm doing it remotely, I just do it on me. And I also really tune into the animal before I do the work by saying the animal's name repeatedly until I can't break my fingers apart when I say that I am the animal. And I like to have a picture of the animal to do that. People will email me a photo. And then I email them a list of the emotions that were released and the ages and, you know, ask them to think about anything that's significant. And then I always give them some directions to reassure the animal. They're all negative emotions except for one. And so people are usually very upset. They're like, oh, my gosh, my animal, look at all these emotions. But I usually give them some directions to reassure him he's safe now. He's not going to be homeless again or, you know, she's not going to lose any more of her puppies. They're all going to stay together. Or, you know, he's not going to, a horse in particular, they have really close friends. And so, you know, tell them that, you know, you're not going to move them from their friends again. And that if you do, you'll make sure that they know about it and that they are well aware of it so it won't come as a shock. And it's really effective. I mean, you might speak about some of your rescued dogs when I was training to do this that I worked with, if you remember them.
I know that you, I don't even remember who we worked on because we...
All of them.
There's so many here. But, you know, our kids are really mellow and well-adjusted. And, you know, although I do need you to work on Charlie's anger towards Scout and
we have
Freckles.
The other dog now.
Yeah. You know, since they came in, boy, he really wants to eat them, but he doesn't have any teeth, so it works out okay. Okay. So the emotion code is pretty cool, and actually I have a few cases I'm going to send your way for these dogs that are really struggling. So I do want to talk about your book, though. So your book, Dances of the Heart, Connecting with Animals, what made you want to write that book? And give us some ideas of ways that, you know, people could better connect with their animals. Because I know that, you know, for all of us, that's really important to know that we have that deep connection. And, you know, sometimes we feel a little detached. So how do we strengthen that?
Well, I like to tell people that the inspiration for this book is really all of the animals I've ever known in my life, particularly the ones that have lived with me personally. I like to think of this book as sort of a love letter to all the animals that I have had the joy of sharing my life with, particularly my horse Burgers, who helped me learn on the journey of how to understand my horse. I'm not different from a million other people that go to a trainer or a dog person or somebody for advice about my animal. It could be even a vet or a farrier. And what they're telling me just seems wrong and mean and abusive. And I feel bad when I work with them. And, you know, thanks to my horse Burgers, I found my way out of working with people and losing my power to speak up for my animals and found my way to Linda Tallington and many other animal visionaries, including Dr. Bernie Siegel. And so I learned how to see animals in a very deep way, to use observation and look at their posture and their breathing and their eyes and really make connections with them in a way that I had wanted to my whole life. There's a section in the book about sitting in the woods with a wild rabbit when I was a little girl and just spending hours and hours and hours watching that rabbit. I would never be able to sit out there with the ticks these days, but that rabbit taught me a lot about how to connect with an animal because, you know, she would hop around and I would just sit there and she hopped right next to me, and it's everybody's dream to be in the woods with the animals and be at peace with them, but there are ways to do that. And so many of these things are in my book that come about just through the stories of, like, training my rabbits to walk on leashes by leaving a trail of their favorite food, banana chips, and they would hop down the banana chip trail and learn to feel what a harness is like on their body and what it means when I pull on the leash a little bit to stop. And so I taught my rabbits to walk on leashes like dogs. And so one of the techniques that I use to help you connect with your pet that's really fun, and anyone can do this with a guinea pig or a hamster or a dog or a horse or anything, is to get a bunch of treats, all different ones, you know, ones they love, ones they've never had, like for a horse, maybe try broccoli, and I call it the treat parade. You just lay out a whole bunch of different treats, like maybe seven, and see which one they go to, and do that repeatedly. And when they go to one that they like, give them more of that, because you're developing communication with them. You're finding a way that they understand you and you understand them, and finding something they really like to eat is really useful, because then you can lay a trail of banana chips and teach your rabbits to hop with you, or you can teach your dog to dance with you, or you can teach your horse to run with you around the ring and play games with you. So that's one thing that you can do. And one of the other things that I've done with my dog in particular, this dog, which may not work for everyone, but he's not much of a barker most of the time. But when he does bark, I bark back at him once, and then he barks twice or three times, and I try to mimic his bark as best I can without actually trying to bark like a dog. And he is fascinated by my interaction with him. And the more I bark, the more excited he gets, because it's like we're talking. And of course, there's been lots of studies that dogs are not actually saying anything when they're barking, but I don't really agree with that, because he's got different barks for his friends and different barks when a postal person comes and different barks when all the dogs are barking. So he gets really excited about this, and part of it is the communication, like, you know, and then after he's quiet for a bit, I'll do a little, like, woof, and then he'll do that back. And so you really are interacting with them, and a lot of it of connecting with animals is really trying to understand them at their level. You know, one of the famous things that Temple Grandin wrote about in one of her books, they did a animal intelligence test with a horse that they had developed some test for, and she gave it to a bunch of toddlers, and they all failed. And then she realized that the test wasn't even a proper intelligence test because it wasn't testing what they thought it was testing. So a lot of our lack of understanding of animals is because we're looking at it from our perspective. And like Temple Grandin, we need to see what the dog sees. Like, I encourage people to get on the floor at the height of their dog and walk around their house and see what that looks like. Or for me, lay on the floor with my corgi and see what's, you know, 7 inches off the floor. And to really just to understand the world from their point of view. I mean, he's got these upright ears that are just so fascinating. And to watch what he notices on a walk is really interesting. Like, to not have any agenda myself and not worry about I have to get in the house in 5 minutes, and just walk down the road with him, breathing with him, following in his steps, taking the same, you know, he takes little steps, so he might take 4 steps to one of my steps. But to notice where he's looking and let him stop and sniff and just observe the world from his point of view is something that most of us don't do or even think to do. And you need to be where it's kind of quiet to do that. But I've done something like that with him even in New York City. And there's so much going on in New York, and he's kind of a timid guy anyway. But what is it that he notices? Does he notice the police car going by making noise, or does he notice the person coming towards us wearing snakeskin pink shoes? You know, it's really a different experience to see the world from your dog's point of view.
Well, and I think that so many of us are so guilty of,
rushing through life and not taking the time to slow down and really appreciate that. And I think that, you know, our animals are not in such a rush. And if we really could slow down and appreciate them and see things from their point of view and allow them to, you know, go smell the flowers or, you know, sniff, you know, when we walk George, he will drag me to every single vertical surface because he has to smell the pee mail from everybody who walked there in the past week and leave his own pee mail response.
Well, they really are our connection to the natural world, which for so many people is, you know, too far from their lives.
Exactly.
So they really are a generous blessing in our lives.
They are. Well, thank you so much for all of your insight. Everyone should check out Sally at www.sallymorganpt.com. Thank you so much for joining us today on Naturally Healthy Pets.
That's all for today. Find more answers to your questions next time on Dr. Judy Morgan's Naturally Healthy Pets every Monday and Tuesday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time by going to DreamVision7Radio.com and every fourth Sunday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time when Dream Vision 7 Radio Network is at 1510 a.m. WMEX Boston. Join holistic veterinarian Dr. Judy to discover healthy options for raising your pets in a more holistic manner. Visit DrJudyMorgan.com.